might remember me from an episode of Seinfeld that I did that had a very famous tagline. They're real and they're spectacular. I mean, now they're still real. And I would argue still spectacular if you're attracted to tube socks filled with sand hanging from a scarecrow. But you know, hardly any of us are real anymore. I mean, just look at Instagram. Like, we all are filled with fake boobs and fake butts, fake teeth. Like, we're so fake that when we do finally end up in a casket, we probably won't even rot. Or hundreds of years from now, they'll be digging up little sparkling veneers and deflated plastic sacks, wondering, was this a cemetery or a party city? Yeah. Aging while female is not for the faint of heart. I mean, wine of a certain age is considered rare. And grapes of a certain age are considered raisins. And women of a certain age are not considered in Hollywood at all. Cheers. I have 3 18-year-old cats, 1 12-year-old dog, and a car from 1978. We're all just waiting around to see who dies first. I was one of those folks that rescued a dog during COVID. Yeah, mine came with poor eyesight and a collapsed anus. But so did I. Yeah. No, I can barely read my texts anymore. I mean, most people hear 69 and think sex. I think font size. And I have got to be the only actress in Hollywood who actually had plastic surgery on my butthole instead of my face. Anal fissures brought on by pregnancy. No, don't feel sorry for me. My asshole just made Maxim's Hot 100. All of this to say, I've become a cliche, an old lady with too many cats who's also single. Living alone, I guess it really hasn't been easy on me or my sex life. Although, it's not like it took a pandemic for my vagina to be on lockdown. Now, even my Alexa knows that I'm in a dry spell. She's heard me so often complain about having no sex in a long time that once I said, Alexa, what's the time? And she said, it has been a long time. It was so long ago that iPhones had a charging port and a headphone jack. Yes, even the iPhone's holes were being more occupied than yours. Some would call that Alexa spying, but I call it finally getting some goddamn attention. No, for my birthday, she sent me chocolates and a 10-speed dildo. With batteries. I will admit to you that I am indeed on a dating app. No, well, and not just one. I'm on Raya, Elite Singles, and Bumble, and celebrities who once fucked James Bond, MacGyver, and Superman, but can't find a date, so have been single for years.com. But I do worry that if you don't use it, you lose it. That's what they say. I know that applies to my brain and my biceps. I'm wondering if it includes my clitoris. Has my vagina gotten old like the rest of me? And does it need Botox or fillers? It definitely needs filling. How dry is it? Could we hold Burning Man in there next year? These were questions I needed answered. I needed my gynecologist to go down on me. So I'm in his office, and I'm lying there with my legs up in the stirrups, and he's rooting around. And I finally get up the nerve to ask him, doctor, does it look like a guy would have a good time in there? He peeked his head up over the sheet that was covering my lap, and he said, Terry, you have a totally average vagina. Well, does he mean average? Like 49% of women have better vaginas and 49% of women have worse vaginas? Or does he mean average like a C? Because I'm not a C student, and I certainly don't intend to start with my vagina. Well, he said he meant it like it was just perfectly, normally, functionally fine. And I'm an honest gal, so that is how I introduce myself now. Hi, I'm Terry. I have a totally average vagina. Even my mother, my 86-year-old mother, called me the other day so excited. Terry, your father and I have met the most amazing man. He's single, he used to be a pilot, and he speaks Russian. So then she said to me four words that made me consider legally emancipating myself, even though I'm in my 50s. Here, talk to him. Oh, yeah, so, right, you can picture me going, no, mom, no, what are you doing? Mom, don't hand the phone, please don't hand the phone to, hello, Terry, this is Pete. Or whatever the fuck he said. I don't remember because my head was spinning, my heart was pounding, my palms were sweaty. I felt like I was somewhere between a stroke and a grisly attack. I squeaked out an awkward, hello. Terry Hatcher, he said. This is so cool. Your mom's told me all about you. Okay, so let's recap. I am talking to a total stranger. He knows exactly who I am, exactly what I look like. He could have even masturbated to me at some point in his life. It's true, I've been around a long time. I said, Pete, I'm sure you can appreciate that this has caught me a little off guard. How exactly did you meet my mom? Oh, we just bumped into each other in Costco. Is my mom just strolling down the aisles of Costco, like telling everyone that her world-famous daughter is so pathetically in need of a date that she'll just hand out my number to any man without a wedding ring? I hear my mom in the background yelling, speak Russian to her! I mean, the only thing Russian I want right now is a case of vodka. I said, Pete, could you put my mom back on the phone? She told me she was texting me a picture. I got the picture. Actually, Pete was kind of cute. But then I looked closer. I zoomed in on the photo and I could see that he was wearing a Costco name tag. Oh, my whole career, tabloids have made me a headline of some kind, sometimes on a red carpet, pumping gas. But lately now, the headline is, have you seen her lately? Wow, she's really aged. What happened to her? Really? Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I got married, I got divorced, I had a hit TV show, I did some movies, I got married again, I grew a baby inside me, I moved to New York, I took a toddler on the subway, I got divorced again, I had another hit TV show, I won some awards, I raised money for charities, I went to cooking school, I won Chopped in the Great British Bake Off, I ran two marathons, I parented a beautiful human, I cared for aging parents, I care of friends. Friends took care of me. I taught myself to play piano, and I survived celibacy for a fucking year alone in a pandemic.